Podcast number 17 from TrainForTopDollar.com.
Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. I'm Ben Greenfield, and this is a monthly podcast for fitness professionals that builds upon the profit-generating tactics that I teach in the book, Train for Top Dollar. Each week, you'll hear from industry experts with tips, tricks, and step-by-step, non-run-of-the-mill advice for enhancing your income as a fitness professional. So sit back and enjoy this week's content, and make sure to visit the website at TrainForTopDollar.com afterwards for show note links, our free newsletter, and my 158-page, jam-packed book of money-making advice for fitness professionals.
Hey, podcast listeners, welcome back to Train for Top Dollar. My name is Ben Greenfield, and every week on this podcast, I take you through tips and tricks for surviving in the fitness business. And before we address today's question, which is how to figure out what to charge for a corporate wellness program or how to determine your salary as a corporate fitness personal trainer, let me remind you that on Saturday, December 5th, that's at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time. I'm going to hold a free live online Q&A from TrainForTopDollar.com. When you go to the website on that Saturday, December 5th, what there will be is a link that you can click on that allows you to go to an online video conference with me. You'll be able to ask your questions to me, and I will answer them as we go. And what I would recommend that you do is come with your questions, prepare your questions, and they can be anything to do with fitness business, personal training, personal consulting for fitness, just anything in this industry that you want to know about. And that can include how to run an online fitness business, blogging, things of that nature. So when you listen to today's question, remember, if you have a question, just email ben@trainfortopdollar.com. So this question is from listener Joy, and Joy asks, I am meeting with an administrator at a clinic to discuss starting a pilot wellness program. I worked at a small business for a year during one-on-one training and employee wellness. I believe I was compensated properly the first few months, but at the end of the year realized I was greatly underpaid. This is partly why I'm moving on to another company. I believe this clinic has the funds to pay me appropriately. My question for you is, how do I figure a salary for wellness and personal training at such a large company? I want to charge per session for one-on-one and per person for group sessions. To start, they will not have a workout facility, but will in about a year or two. For now, they would have me train in unused office space. Could you give me any idea on how to propose my services to them based on your experiences in corporate wellness? Absolutely, Joy. If I were in your situation, there at a corporation that seemed to be slighting me a little bit in terms of funding a wellness program, the first thing that I would do is get the materials in place at that corporation that would actually allow you to run a corporate fitness program there. You'll need to develop a budget of what it would take to build a small corporate fitness facility, small corporate gym. And you can do this in that existing office space. I'll explain how. And you would bring that to the HR person in human resources at the corporation or whoever you've been working with to develop whatever you've gotten so far in that fitness program. And you'd bring this to them. What you'll want to do is go to a website like performbetter.com and look at things like elastic bands, medicine balls, stability balls, yoga mats. You could look at something like a TRX suspension system. You could also look at a couple of pieces of cardio equipment, although I would recommend you price those out locally through a wholesaler of fitness equipment or even using something like Craigslist. But you bring them a list of about 15 different items that would be necessary to really run kind of a functional fitness program with a couple of cardio components. You should be able to do it for about $900 to $1,200 easily. You bring that to them and you say, okay, here's what it would cost for us to have a corporate gym, for your employees to actually have access to what they would need right here in the facility to be able to run their fitness program, or for me to be able to run their fitness program. Give that to them, and if you've budgeted something like that, I mean, most corporations are going to be expecting to pay, you know, $12,000, $20,000, up to $30,000 on a basic corporate wellness facility. And you are then going to be in the position that actually allows you to say, well, you know, you can do this for about 10% of what you would have expected. So that'll get you by in terms of having your space. Now, as far as structuring the actual program, what I personally do in terms of the corporate fitness packages that I offer is I offer a few standalone kind of a la carte services. One is a seminar series, a monthly seminar series, and this is kind of a lunch and learn. You could do this on a weekly basis too, but that's a series where you come in and you teach something about travel and exercise nutrition or stress management or wellness in the workplace. And that's to really get people to know who you are and to really wow people with your knowledge and what you're able to offer them in terms of corporate wellness. And that's a very small investment. You can charge something like $100 or $200 maximum to run something like a corporate on-site 1 hour long seminar for the employees. I like the idea of offering a group personal training package, and you can structure this such that a group of 8 to 12 employees can meet with you for about 4 weeks. You don't want to charge those people person by person. What you do is you charge the actual corporation. You say, well, okay, for 8 to 12 employees, let's say 10 employees, for 4 weeks, you meet with a personal trainer for a group exercise program once a week for an hour, and then each person in that group can get their own little 15-minute appointment, and the corporation is billed around $2,000 to $2,500 for that. And what they want the individual to pick up is between them and their individual employee in terms of sharing the cost. Okay. So that's what I'd recommend in terms of group training. You can also offer individual wellness coaching where you're taking those groups and putting them into a funnel and offering them like a 15 or 20% discount on individualized personal training. You could also bid out the opportunity for you to help the corporation design that newer, better facility with safety, performance, aesthetic appeal, etc. You know, offer them things like, I'm going to help you with your facility layout, your equipment recommendations, your budget planning, your demographic analysis of what your employees are actually going to be doing there and which employees are going to be using it, your safety regulations. If you're a certified personal trainer, you went through all this stuff during your certification, and you're qualified to make those recommendations. And then you can also offer special perks for executives, you know, special discounts or, you know, free training once a month for any executives on staff, because really, you know, if they're making the decisions, that would be nice if there were a couple bonuses in there for them. But ultimately, what it comes down to is that the corporation should be paying with a small copay by the employee for things like group fitness programs or discounted individual training programs. Generally, as a rule, what I would say is charge about $2,000 to $2,500 for a four-week series where each group meets for an hour and every individual in that group gets a separate 15-minute consultation with you. Charge what you would normally charge for your personal training services, but offer about a 15% discount on that to the corporation, assuming that they get X number of employees involved, and I would say at least 12 employees would be necessary for something like that to make sense for you. So hopefully that answers your question. In my book, Personal Trainer's Guide to Earning Top Dollar, Chapter 10 is really devoted to a lot of off-site training concepts like home training or corporate personal training. If you go to trainfortopdollar.com, you can check that book out. It's available in both hard copy form and electronic. Bunch of templates that you can just print out and use right away. Things like press release templates, forms to share information with physicians, and things of that nature. Remember, December 5th, that's a Saturday, I'm going to be doing this online for an hour where you can just log in and ask your questions and fire away, and we'll talk. It's your chance to just go one-on-one with me or attack me as a group. But either way, if you're a personal trainer, gym owner, nutrition consultant, anybody of that nature, I'll be there to help you. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out. Remember to ask me your questions to Ben at trainfortopdollar.com. Have a great week.